Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
England's World Cup campaign has come to a painful end following a semifinal defeat to Argentina in Atlanta, and the fallout raises serious questions about what comes next for Thomas Tuchel's side. For a stretch of 36 minutes during that match, England managed just 12% of possession, a regression that proved fatal against one of the world's finest sides. The critical turning point, many argue, was the substitution of Anthony Gordon for Ezri Konsa, a decision widely seen as helping Argentina push through to the final. The manner of the exit will sting for a long time, not least because unlike the England sides who fell at the semifinal stage in 1990 and 2018, this generation of players, analysts say, genuinely could have gone further. And that, they suggest, should be their lasting regret.
Tuchel had spoken of adding a second star to the England shirt, but too often, his side fell short of that ambition, performing brilliantly in patches against Croatia and Mexico, yet looking atrocious against Ghana, and dreadful in the first half against DR Congo. There were individual highlights to reflect on. Jude Bellingham delivered back-to-back braces against Mexico and Norway, and never before had two Englishmen, Bellingham and Harry Kane, scored 6 goals combined in a single World Cup. Jed Spence emerged as a surprise standout, arguably England's best player for 70 minutes against Argentina, while Elliot Anderson was consistently excellent throughout the tournament. Yet for all those bright spots, the broader picture tells a more troubling story.
England's ball possession of 54% across the tournament fell well short of Spain's 63%, pointing to a style of play in need of refinement. And Tuchel's defensive approach against Argentina ultimately backfired. Both Tuchel and the Football Association are reported to want to continue their working relationship, but the road to Euro 2028 will demand significant change. Several senior figures look set to fade from the picture. Jordan Henderson turns 38, and Dan Byrne 36 in the summer of 2028, while John Stones, now 32 and currently without a club, spent parts of this World Cup on the bench. Harry Kane will be 35 shortly after Euro 2028, and with no natural successor yet identified, concern is growing that this World Cup may have represented the peak moment, with both Kane and a younger Bellingham near their best.
Tuchel will also need to rebuild relationships with players he left out, including Cole Palmer, Phil Foden, and Trent Alexander-Arnold, the latter seen as increasingly hard to overlook, given the uncertainty at right back. Meanwhile, younger talents, such as Kobbie Mainoo, Adam Wharton, Alex Scott, Rio Nagumo, and Levi Colwill, are expected to push for greater involvement in the cycle ahead. Beyond tactics and personnel, the psychological challenge may prove the hardest of all. With players including Kane and Mark Guehi openly questioning the team's approach after England took the lead against Argentina, as reported across multiple outlets, Tuchel faces the difficult task of combining continuity with genuine, meaningful change.
Arsenal are pushing hard for a transformative summer of recruitment, with transfer insiders Ben Jacobs and Fabrizio Romano both reporting that the club are pursuing a significant double swoop, centered on Aston Villa midfielder Morgan Rodgers and Atletico Madrid striker Julian Alvarez. Rodgers has emerged as Arsenal's top priority, with Romano confirming that talks between the club and the player's entourage have already reached an advanced stage. The 23-year-old contributed 14 goals and 12 assists last season as Villa won the Europa League and qualified for the Champions League, and still has 5 years remaining on his contract at Villa Park. Arsenal sporting director Andrea Berta has already held talks with both Rodgers and Aston Villa directly, with club-to-club negotiations expected to accelerate following the World Cup.
Villa are holding firm on a valuation of around £130 million, while Arsenal are aiming to complete the deal for £100 million or less. Rodgers himself acknowledged on the Rest is Football podcast that transfer noise is impossible to ignore, but said he has learned to treat it as a positive rather than a distraction. Romano also clarified that there have been no discussions with the camp of Paris Saint-Germain's Bradley Barcola, with Arsenal's full focus remaining on Rodgers.
Separately, Jacobs reports that Arsenal are exploring a move for Alvarez, with Atletico Madrid said to be more open to selling if a bid of around 130 million euros is received, though they remain reluctant to part with the 26-year-old. Alvarez has publicly expressed his desire to leave Atletico in order to compete for the biggest trophies, with Barcelona understood to be his preferred destination.
On a deal already confirmed by both reporters, Arsenal have agreed terms with Club Brugge for Greek winger Christos Tsolis, with the fee reported as approximately 40 million euros by Jacobs and 34 million pounds by Romano. The 24-year-old, who turned down interest from other clubs, is set to travel to North London for a medical and arrives as a replacement for Leandro Trossard, who has departed for Fenerbahce. Arsenal are also reportedly in talks to sign Bruno Guimarães from Newcastle United, meaning that if all moves come to fruition, the outlay would exceed £200 million and represent a genuinely transformative window for Mikel Arteta's side.
Messi makes history at 39, as his GOAT rivals had long hung up their boots. Lionel Messi is lighting up the World Cup at 39, chasing a second consecutive title and the record of being the oldest ever scorer in a World Cup final, with 8 goals at this tournament already. To put that in perspective, Pele had already retired 2 years earlier at that age, though he did return to the pitch at 39 to score in Franz Beckenbauer's farewell game for New York Cosmos. Diego Maradona was in intensive care following a drug overdose at 39, the same year he published his autobiography. Johan Cruyff, by contrast, was already a manager at that age, steering Ajax to a second-place finish in the Dutch League while claiming the KNVB Cup and the European Cup Winners' Cup. Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi's great rival, was 39 during Euro 2024, where he failed to score as Portugal reached the quarterfinals.
Zinedine Zidane was named Real Madrid's sporting director at 39, while Brazilian Ronaldo had already been retired for 5 years and was expanding his youth football academy into China and the United States. The evidence is stacking up. While football's other legends were winding down or moving on, Messi is still rewriting the record books on the biggest stage of all.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from OneFootball and its news partners and was produced with the support of artificial intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.